19th. This is the Crescent View South Public Charter regular board meeting. Shelley, could you please read the meeting logistics, please?
Yes, sir. This meeting is held in compliance with Assembly Bill 361, which allows flexibility in Brown Act teleconferencing procedures as addressed by the board under item 1E. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comments to the board by emailing publiccomments@cvsouth2.org. The public may also provide comments telephonically during the public comment section of the meeting agenda. Reasonable accommodations will be provided for any individual with a disability.
Thank you very much. I'm now calling this meeting to order. And I would need Shelley for you to call the roll.
Art Rennie?
Here.
Julie Kaitis?
Here.
Jacqueline Giacomazzi?
Here.
And Philip Lien?
Here.
Great, thank you. Julie, could you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Yes, please join me as we salute the flag of our nation. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We'll now move to item D, staff introduction, starting with corporate.
Good afternoon, President Rennie. This is Jeff Martineau, Vice President, Charter Relations, to report that Jerry Vincent and Jeff Brown will not be attending this afternoon's board meeting due to prior commitments. Thank you.
Thank you very much, staff that is on this call.
Good afternoon, Shelley Haynes, Area Superintendent here.
Anybody else that could be on the line at staff, presenters, observers? Legal department.
Yes, Bill Thompson, attorney for the school.
Thank you very much. We'll now move to item E, approve the agenda for this October 19th meeting, and I would need a motion to that effect.
Julie Kaitis, I so move that we approve the agenda.
This is Jackie Giacomazzi, I second her motion.
It's been moved and seconded. Shelley, could you call the roll, please?
Yes, Art Rennie.
Aye.
Julie Kaitis.
Aye.
Jacqueline Giacomazzi.
Aye.
And Philip Lien.
Aye.
Thank you, board. Motion passes unanimously. Moving to item B, which is public comment. Shelley, maybe you could read that for us.
Yes, sir. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda, by dialing the teleconference line listed on the posted agenda. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting.
Thank you. Is there anyone on the line telephonically that wants to address the board? Hearing none, Shelley, has anyone written in asking to make a presentation to the board?
Hi, this is Shelley Sands from the Charter Affairs team to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comment or have requested to speak.
Very good. Thank you so much. We'll now move to action item number 3. The board will be asked to review and approve the compensation for the chief executive officer. A summary of the recommendation of legal counsel for the salary and benefits package for Jeff Brown starting November 1st, 2022 is $19,449 per year. Is there any discussion by the board? Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve the compensation of Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer?
This is Philip Lien. I make a motion to approve the compensation for Jeff Brown, CEO.
Is there a second?
Hedges, I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? If not, Shelley, could you call the roll, please?
Yes, sir. Arthur Rennie?
Aye.
Julie Kaitis?
Aye.
Jacqueline Giacomazzi?
Aye.
And Philip Lien?
Aye.
Thank you, Board. Motion passes unanimously. We'll move to item number four, comments of corporate and board members, observations or comments. If none, we'll move to item five, closing items. I'd like to announce the next regular board meeting is November 10th at 12 p.m. I would now entertain a motion to adjourn.
This is Jackie Giacomazzi. I so move.
Second, Philip Lien.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. Shelley, could you call the roll, please?
Arthur Rennie?
Aye.
Julie Kaitis?
Aye.
Jacqueline Giacomazzi?
Aye.
And Philip Lien?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, board members.